بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. The first step to reformation of one's character is توبة, repentance. In the court of Allah تبارك وتعالى, we take our time daily, be it 2 rakats, 4 rakats, 8 rakats, Salat al-Toba. We make Toba to Allah تبارك وتعالى every day. Especially now before the month of Ramadan, we turn our hearts to Allah تبارك وتعالى and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to clear up all our old records, all the dirt of the heart, the sins that left behind stains in our hearts. Allah ta'ala clear it up completely, so we can have a very enjoyable, clean, pure, sweet Ramadan, where we'll enjoy our fasting, we'll enjoy our tarawih, we'll enjoy our qiyam and siyam, standing up in tahajjud salah, keeping roza and fasting for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Together with tawbah and reforming your character, the first step to reforming the character is to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and after repentance, to inculcate within our hearts the true fear, the khawf, the khashyat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Khawf, the fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, is very, very important. If a person inculcates within his heart the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are not saying terror, that a person is terrified of Allah. But when we say fear, it means, Ya Allah, I fear to make you upset. Ya Allah, I fear I should not upset you by disobeying you. That is true love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That I love Allah, I don't want to break His command. I fear that I might slip and break the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So we inculcate in ourselves, especially now before the month of Ramadan and through the month of Ramadan, when the shayateen will be locked up. So I have this fear in my heart, Ya Allah, that now I have made tawbah in your court. I have cleaned my old records out completely. My sins I have presented before you. At-ta'ibu Habibullah, the person who makes tawbah, repents to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala announces that he has become my beloved, she has become my beloved. O malaika, that now I love this person. At-ta'ibu min al-dhambi kamal la dhamba lah. Aw kama qala alayhi salatu wassalam. The person who makes tawbah is like that person who has no sin whatsoever. All the sins are forgiven without a shadow of doubt. So we have this yaqeen, this conviction that I have made tawbah now. For me to remain clean and pure and to inculcate within my heart the fear that, Ya Allah, I should not slip up and go back to my old ways and lifestyle. But as you mentioned, tawbah will mean that I clear up all the evil in my life. The old albums and pictures and movies and the dishes, satellite dishes, or whatever it may be. Be the TV in my home, the devices in my home. Now before the Ramadan, take courage. Don't fear that what my life will become. What is there? Fear I don't want to disobey Allah. Then I have fear also. If I give up all these avenues of sins, what fun is there in life? Allah will give us such enjoyment in His obedience, such enjoyment in His obedience, such sweetness that we will not find in His disobedience. The sweetness of that poison of the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is from shaitan. Like how you find a young man or a young girl, that they contact one another, whether it be on the Facebook or some Instagram, he got the contact of a so-and-so girl on the WhatsApp, she contacted him, he contacted her, which is false love, infatuation. But he thinks now that I'm in love with this girl. Now he cannot sleep, he can't eat. And then he says that she's encouraging me to read namaz, to read Quran. I wasn't reading namaz before. I'm reading salah. Now she's telling me to read Quran, I'm reading Quran. She's feeling motivated also that this boy is good for me. That he's a pious boy, she's a pious girl, it's a true piety. And fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they won't do these things. These are haram. But they feel now that this haram relationship actually is good for me. That's sweet poison. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala creates a love between husband and wife, between male and female after nikah, not before nikah. The so-called sweetness of haram is from shaitan. If you ask a youngster, he said, but Mawana, I love this girl. I can't sleep, I can't think. I'm reading my salah with more concentration now. Simple question, he's a young man, young girl. that love and that feeling that you feel for that opposite gender, for that person, do you think that love that you have in your heart, so to say, from Allah or from Shaitan? Is that from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? That's from Shaitan. So to clear up all these records and have that fear, Ya Allah, I must not go back to the sins. Ya Allah, keep me strong in your obedience. Keep me on hidayat. So to have this fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to engender this within myself, how do I engender this fear of Allah in my heart? Ya Allah, I don't want to disobey you. Keep me in your obedience, even if I don't want to. Ya Allah, you come between myself and my nafs and shaitan and you protect me. How do I engender this? The Mu'az radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that the heart of a believer cannot be without fear, and his fear can never become tranquil. We can never put our guard down. That I'm okay. Alhamdulillah, I made tawbah, I'm feeling strong spiritually now. I'm feeling very strong. And nothing can flow me, shaitan can't get the better of me. Never, never ever regard your nafs to become pious and a farishta, an angel. The nafs is absolutely cunning. Just when you feel tranquil, alhamdulillah, that I am feeling strong spiritually, maybe I went for Umrah or I went for some program, I made Tawbah, 15 Sha'ban came, and now I feel alhamdulillah. That is when shaitan and the nafs will attack. The method of acquiring this is that one should at all times remember that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala knows all our actions and statements and is fully aware of our outer and inner secrets. On the day of Qiyamah, He will take our reckoning. Allah is all aware of whatever I do, and there will be accountability in the court of Allah. And really the desire comes to break the command of Allah. Just as I fear reptiles and snakes, think, Ya Allah, the qabr is sunduq al-amal. That the qabr, the grave, is a box of all my deeds. Whatever I do now will be stored in there, and my evil deeds will change into snakes and reptiles. Ya Allah, save us. It's a reality. My illustrious Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib, Dhamma Barakatuhu, says that I can be in a 5-star room accommodation with the aircon and everything comfortable. It just takes one mosquito to rid me of my sleep for that night. One mosquito will spoil my sleep for the night. I cannot sleep although I am so comfortable. He says, you should not be in the qabr. That is that one mosquito. It's snakes and reptiles. How am I going to sleep in the qabr? How am I going to sleep in the qabr? That is why before I engage in any haram activity, have this fear in my heart. Ya Allah, what if? What if? What if Malakul Maut is to come now and extract my soul? What will be waiting for me in that box in the qabr? May Allah give us His true fear, such fear that will become a barrier between us and sins. The dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allahumma qsim lana min khashyatika ma tahulu bihi baynana wa bayna ma'asiyatik. Ya Allah, give us such fear of yours that becomes a barrier between us and your disobedience. Akhir da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.